about 12 hours. It's an interview with Detective Laughlin. 0012 hours p.m. or a.m. correction. Interview between Deputy Michael Ron Paul and Detective Ian Laughlin regarding the officer involved shooting in Moore Park. If you can just go ahead and tell me where you were when you heard the call and what your actions were, how you got here, and we'll go from there.
Okay. I just purchased Gatorade 7-Eleven, which is located in the southeast corner of Spring and Elliott Avenue. As I was getting in my car, as I got in my car, I heard 2 X-ray put out a code 6 on a motorcycle on Spring at High. I started my car, and as I was leaving 7-Eleven, I looked across LA Avenue, and I could see the motorcycle, the 2 X-ray approaching me. The motorcycle, I observed the subject on the motorcycle just, I mean, he got down low and looked like he was twisting the throttle, went right through LA Avenue and proceeded southbound on Spring Road. At that point, 2 X-ray's lights were on, but no siren. I turned on my full rotate lights, no siren, proceeded to LA Avenue to make a U-turn to follow them because I assumed that it looked like the guy was failing to yield. So I 2 cars did not yield for me and got in between me and 2 X-ray. By the time I made my U-turn, I had my sirens on, and it took the 2 cars probably about 100 yards to finally yield, and I actually had to get on the center median for the second one to get past them. By that time, they made considerable ground on me. I was just playing catch up at that point, and I could not see them, and I did not see them until I came down southbound Spring approaching Tirajada. That's when I saw the car stop, and as I came up and stopped, both of them were at the guardrail. As I exited my car and was running towards them, just as I exited the car, I hear shots fired, shots fired. I did not personally hear any shots fired. At that time, I asked who fired shots. And it was my understanding at that time, I thought the suspect fired it, at them. I didn't know they were the shooter. I got to the guardrail and looked down. I saw how dark it was down there. I ordered everybody back to the cars because I thought he had already shot. So I ordered everybody back to cover what we had going on. And it wasn't until approximately 10 minutes that they were shooting me with knowledge. Okay. I never saw the suspect. I never heard any shots.
Okay, so you were at the 7-Eleven? Did they change it so you had to go on to LA Avenue to turn and make the U-turn? You couldn't just...
Yes, as I pulled out of 7-Eleven, I had already...
Oh, so you...
I'd already passed that point of no return where I couldn't make
okay,
a
so
left.
Okay, so you couldn't turn left and
no,
immediately
had to,
on...
No, I'd already
had...
pulled out onto LA, so I had to go up to LA Avenue. I already pulled out on the Spring.
You had mentioned that you said that the person riding the motorcycle was...
Yeah, he was
accelerating.
Yeah, he got down low, and it looked like he was just twisting the wrist, just as he was going through LA Avenue.
Do you recall what was a male or female? What kind
was
of clothing?
It was a male with a black helmet, shorts, almost looked like above the ears, covering the ears. It looked like he had dark hair. May have been long. I'm not sure. There are colored pants on, but I'm not sure what color shirt he had on.
Okay. Could you estimate about how fast you think the motorcycle might have been traveling?
Because he went through LA Avenue, he was on the gas. It was almost like he was slowing down, and then as he approached LA Avenue, just before he got to LA Avenue, he gunned it. Just like you hear his off mode.
So the motorcycle was on LA Avenue and then it's
no, it's on Spring.
It's on Spring?
It's on Spring. Approaching LA. As I see him, he's just getting LA Avenue. That's when he hunkers down. He's off LA Avenue. I don't know the estimated speed of probably 40 miles per hour. could hear his exhaust.
Okay.
Until I turned my siren on.
Okay. And what kind of distance was there between the motorcycle and
the X-ray?
Two X-ray of the sheriff's unit.
About 100 to 150 feet.
Okay. When you turned around and you came up, you had just your full radiators on, and then you turned your siren on, and you proceeded southbound.
Past two vehicles.
Were there any other vehicle sheriff's units involved in at that time?
Yes, as soon as I passed them and I was approaching the detail, I looked in my rear and observed the unit, which I thought was 2 Adam. In fact, I put 2 Adam 97, thinking it was 2 Adam, but actually it was 2 Boy, Kelly Roy.
Okay. So
and
when you...
right behind me.
What unit were you driving?
3440.
3440?
The sheriff.
Okay.
So I'm working 4.51.
Okay. So you're the... as we look here, you're the closest unit to the guardrail?
Correct.
Okay. When you got out, when you were getting out of your car, you said you saw 2 X-ray. Which officers were those?
Well, Deputy Cardinal and Deputy Alvarez.
Okay, and about how far were they standing from each other?
Approximately 4 feet.
Okay, and we'll use this pole right there, not the light one, but the telephone pole with the wires as a reference. Where were they standing about in reference to that?
If I remember correctly, one was to one side of that light post, and one was to the other side of the light post.
The signal light?
Wait a second. Both of them were to this side of the light post, so east of the light post. And as I was approaching and they're saying shots fired, Alvarez was going around the light post and using the light post as cover and trying to look and see where he was at, because they couldn't see him. And I went up to the guardrail, looked down. I could not see him. I thought he was the shooter, so that's when I ordered everybody back.
Okay. Where was Cardinal?
Cardinal was east of the light pole. I'd say probably about
Deputy Cardinal up there, did they have their weapons drawn?
Yes.
Did any flashlights or was there any type of illumination other than what we see out here now? You know, the street lights, the unit lights. Do you know, did your crawl see either one of them having a flashlight in their hand or anything?
I don't recall.
Okay. When you all retreat back to your cars for cover, what kind of communication is going on?
At that point, I'm just advising dispatch of the circumstances, the fact that we need to start setting up the perimeter. From that point forward, Deputy Cardinal and Alvarez and Ward, who are all AR-15 certified, secured their AR-15. And Deputy Ward and Alvarez secured a location to the west of Spring Road, approximately, I guess about 30 yards, in a prone position, securing that end. Me and Deputy Cardinal stayed here, he with his AR, and then I just had my handgun. I just try to coordinate everything from that point.
Okay. Did Deputy Cardinal make any comments to you about what he saw, what occurred during the incident?
Well, it was at that point that I was talking to him, and that's when I discovered, when I was talking to him about what happened, he made a statement as he got, the suspect got to the bottom of the hill in the Barranca, turned and raised both of his hands at him. This is, he's holding a handgun. At that time, both Deputy Cardinal and Alvarez fired rounds in the suspect's direction. And then I asked, well, did the suspect fire anything? And he said, no, only we did. And then at that point, I realized that only they were the shooters, not the suspect.
Did that change how you guys tactically...
Not really, because when I asked him if he thought he was armed, he was pretty, Deputy Cardinal was very adamant about him believing that he had a weapon. So I didn't think it changed anything because I still felt the suspect had a weapon. And Deputy Cardinal, when I asked him, well, do you believe that he ran away? And he said that he thought that he would be able to run away. So I didn't feel that the suspect was still down there. I thought he was farther off.
Okay.
Somewhere we didn't know, and so cover was concerned at that point. Set up the family.
Did both Deputy Alvarez and Deputy Cardinal make separate statements to you?
No, I didn't. I wasn't able to talk to Deputy Alvarez because he was up there.
Up where?
Okay.
And you said you never saw the suspect?
Never saw the suspect.
Okay. And when you arrived up here at the intersection of Spring and Tirajada, The motorcycle was down, and Deputies Cardinal and Alvarez were already at the guardrail.
Correct.
And as you were getting out, you did not physically hear the shots.
I never heard any shots. As soon as I exited my vehicle, I took maybe two or three steps around my door, and that's when they started saying shots fired.
When you arrived, did you click off your siren before you went right here, or
when I threw it in park, it turned off.
Okay, so you could have still had a little lag in the wail, and you didn't kill it, you know, 100 yards before you got 97.
No, I didn't kill anything. I just, it stopped when I threw it in park.
Okay.
Everybody's full rotators were going, and for viewing purposes, because it messes my sight up, I went around and turned everybody's full rotators off.
Okay. And did you see anyone else run out into the field? When the motorcycle passed you and they were, Jeffster was attempting to overtake the motorcycle, did you see any passengers on the motorcycle?
No, there was definitely none.
Okay, so it's single driver?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
That's it? Okay. Did you go down the hill, embankment?
No. Well, what? I did, so afterwards.
Afterwards?
I was one of the persons that went down and searched this person.
Okay.
Initially.
The suspect?
Yes.
Okay. When you went down the embankment, who were you with?
I was by myself. basically when once the search teams were set up, because both Deputy Zork and Alvarez have ARs, they came down to search team. I secured that position with my shotgun. When they located the subject, I brought my perimeter in to that location. At one point, they had him handcuffed, but there weren't enough rubber gloves down there. So they were yelling for rubber gloves. I had rubber gloves on my person, so I handed my shotgun off to Sergeant Richards, and I went down the hillside with my, putting my gloves on. When I got down there, we initially moved the subject from one location off to the other side, so he was on kind of the north hillside, so we could better, so I could better pat him down. I checked his person for anything, couldn't find anything initially.
He was already handcuffed?
Yes.
By the time I got down. Do you know who handcuffed him?
No, I didn't.
Did, when you were down there and you saw the suspect, did you recognize him? Have you ever dealt with this individual?
No.
No? Okay. Did he make any statements, any comments? What did you see on his person?
People were asking him things when I got down there. And the only comment I remember him saying is, "You're a liar, I never had a gun."
Okay, so you heard the suspect say, you're a liar, I never had a gun?
Because they were asking me.
And who was down there with you? What other deputies?
The whole full search team.
So there had been war.
You got eight deputies down there.
Oh, there was eight deputies?
Well, you got, there was three ARs and a canine officer and a dog. And there was two search teams like that.
Okay.
So there was a total of eight deputies.
You don't recall who was there? I know Sedgwick.
It would have been Alvarez, Cardinal, Sedgwick, Rourke, Miller, the CMPD, canine officer, and two others that I don't know.
Okay. When you said you moved him, how did you move him? I mean, was he handcuffed in his front or his rear?
He was handcuffed to the rear. He was leaning on his left side towards the south side of the concrete embankment, in a kind of like a fetal position. And so me and suspect making one statement to you, or I was directing somebody to help me pick him up and move him, and that's when somebody asked, I don't know who, where's the weapon or something to that effect, and I remember him saying, "He's a liar, I never had a gun."
Okay. Did you smell any odor of alcohol on his person?
I did smell odor of alcohol on his person.
Did you notice any signs of maybe
being under the influence of any type. I know you obviously didn't evaluate him, but...
No. Or could... Really
any indication how he spoke, you know, about his speech? I mean, was it slurred?
Based on his ability, based on when he made that statement, how clear he made that statement, I felt that he was better off than, you know, what I thought he made than because of the shock.
But, I mean, was it slurred like he might have been intoxicated, or...?
No, I didn't notice any slurring, but I did notice the smell or odor of alcohol when he did make that statement.
Okay. And then once you sequestered Deputy Cardinal, and he was transported, what did you do after that?
Just so you know, like, his gun, the sidearm, is in the back of the unit.
Okay.
I basically took his AR, cleared it, put it in the back of his car, took his sidearm, put it in the back of my car.
And on the rear seat, like on the plastic?
No, it's in my trunk.
It's in your trunk?
On my, my duty bag.
Okay.
Basically, he got his drink out of a soda out of his car. After it's all said and done and they were taken away, Secretary Sleva asked me to set up the inner perimeter, so I set up the inner perimeter.
Okay. So you just taped up stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you think is important to help us figure out what happened, how it happened?
No, other than dispatch advice, I ran the plate. I had him run the RO. We came back to that subject.
Do you recall the name?
Wealthy. And he just got fired from 148 and stayed there for 148.
Okay. Did any of that come out during the pursuit? I mean, do you recall what dispatch was saying as this was going on?
In fact, when they initially put him, Alvarez is the one that put them out, code 6, and he put them out northbound, and when I saw him southbound, you know, I realized that he put himself out wrong, and actually Cardinal got on the radio voice. They ended up fixing it.
Okay.
They ended up calling dispatch.
Corrected that they were northbound, that they were southbound. Okay. Were there many cars out on the roadway?
Cars in front of me. Once I passed the two cars that failed to yield for my lights at LA, I had three. There was nobody in between me and two X-ray.
Okay, and when you arrived up here, did you see any cars either heading in any direction?
No,
north, east, or west?
I wasn't paying attention. Okay.
So no one spun out? I spun out, but took off and went down the
road.
Was there any citizens walking around your call?
No.
No? Nothing like that? Okay. Anything else? That's it?
No.
All right. And the time is 0035 hours, and that concludes the tape portion of this interview.